This is Terry Daniel. Join me for the VoiceOver Cafe right here on EPN.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Anthony Dorman, founder and CEO of Life Support Medical, a medical alert and emergency response company that markets and sells the electronic caregiver, a wireless plug-and-go safety system for the aging, ill, and disabled. Anthony, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome. So why did you decide to get into this particular industry?
Well, I've been in the security industry protecting people against fire and intrusion for almost 30 years now. On a personal, you know, from a personal objective, this was a way to protect a lot of people that have a great need. It's in the category of life safety. So there's a lot of goodwill. There's a lot of inspired mission behind it. From an investment banking perspective, this is one of the largest customer demographics. It's an enormous base of people that are looking for a better solution at a time where both on the medical device, the medical device side of the industry has been very deficient coming up with good new solutions to meet the market's needs. And there's been a lot of transition. We hear about health reform. There's been a lot of financial impact and a lot of challenges put on doctors and hospitals. So they also are looking for some innovative technology, and we're bringing it.
What sets your business apart from competition such as the I've fallen and I can't get up guys?
Well, that's a good question. Okay. In two ways. As it relates to the actual devices that we put, these plug-and-go devices we place in the home, we do a much better job of providing about 12 points of protection that you can't get from the competition. If you look at the traditional marketers of the necklace, emergency pendant, and the speakerphone box on the counter, what happens is the customer is ill. They're distracted. Maybe they've had a recent, cardiovascular procedure, some kind of their cardiac patient that had a recent procedure. They're under treatment. So whether it's from pain, the distraction of illness, impairments to balance and memory, where they're distracted from medications, or those same problems that arise from age, what happens is what people forget to wear the pendant. They take it off when they shower. They take it off at bedtime. And what we find is that in 50 to 70% of the cases, when that customer has like a life alert, pendant, when they're down in a crisis, they don't have the button at their disposal. So what we did differently was deployed a system that provides a lot more coverage, layers of redundant protection in the home, so that we're much more likely to be able to get a customer the response they need when they're in trouble and they're down.
Now, how does your product benefit caregivers?
Well, it benefits caregivers, and see, what's happening out there in the world is that, a caregiver, you never know when somebody who's aging, ill, or disabled is gonna have trouble. And it's hard to, and there's a lot of stress on caregivers, right? Because to be literally available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, there's a lot of stress and concern, especially with the family members. The primary caregivers taking care of aging and ill people are actually non-professional caregivers. And there's a lot going on. You're helping them bathe, you're helping them dress, you're preparing meals, you've got to remember medications, and you're trying to balance that with the responsibilities and obligations of your own life and your own duty. You're raising a family, got your own children, maybe taking care of grandchildren yourself, or you're taking care of an older patient. So what this does is it gives them some additional oversight. It's a system that goes in the home that never sleeps. So it takes a lot of pressure off. We say it empowers a caregiver to be in two places at once so that they can focus on their personal agendas, do a better, a better job of caring for the person they're watching over, and then have this safety net of oversight behind them. And I'll tell you, for the caregiver and when you're looking at the hospital and the doctor, in today's world, when we talk about health reform, what's going on is that, you know, hospitals, doctors, pharmacists, insurance, equipment costs, staffing, leasing, all their expenses are higher. But under health reform, reimbursements to deploy services have actually been cut, so it costs them more to give good service. In the area of hospitals, under health reform this year, if a patient is discharged from the hospital and they don't follow their treatment plan and their medication schedules, and that leads within a month of them being readmitted to the hospital, there's a huge cut from federal health care funds to reimburse treatment when a patient's readmitted. So every doctor and every pharmacist, you know, they have a big investment. They're trying to provide good care for their patients. But it's hard once the patient leaves the store, the pharmacy store, the drugstore, or leaves the doctor's office. In the case of hospitals, they leave the hospital. It's very hard to find a solution that's affordable and makes sense so that when this patient goes home, they comply with their medication schedule and the directives and plans for treatment that have been, you know, administered, recommended by their caregiver or their doctor. And so what we've done is we've provided a system that not only watches over them when they're distracted and ill and medicated or losing their memory from age, against things like fire and flood and accidental carbon monoxide poisoning. We don't just put sensors and devices through the house so that wherever they fall or wherever they're in a crisis, they can summon help, you know, during an emergency. We also have electronic methods with a backup reminder service that notifies friends and family if they don't comply. We help these patients adhere to their medication schedules, keep up with their appointments and visits, you know, things like, you know, getting on their weight scale or test taking their blood sugar, following the treatment plans after care, you know, the after the institution after care. And it saves lives. So it really does a fantastic job of providing supplemental help and at home, you know, after leaving the doctor's office, after leaving the drugstore, after being, after leaving the hospital and getting home. It just helps these health professionals continue the care at home with a sensible, affordable, effective method of keeping people compliant.
Today we are joined by Anthony Dorman, founder and CEO of Life Support Medical, a medical alert and emergency response company that markets and sells the electronic caregiver, a wireless plug-and-go safety system for the aging, ill, and disabled, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Anthony, who can use this particular product?
I tell you, here's a statistic a lot of people don't know. First of all, out of 300 million Americans, 120 million are battling a chronic illness, and many of them two or three concurrently. Over 70 million people have diabetes. You add the number of people that have cardiovascular disorders, and the numbers become staggering. But, you know, right now, 40 million Americans that are 65 and older fall. One-third of the entire population. Now, think about this. One-third of the entire population from 65 to 80 falls every year. And if they fall accidentally once, 60% of them will fall again. If they fracture a hip or a pelvis and they lay there for hours without help, 60% of those people will not be alive 12 months after the injury. And by the time they hit their 85th birthday, the group that's, you know, over 80, half of that entire population falls every year. It's the number one cause of accidental death in America. So the first people we say are that the seniors that are at risk of falling. And then you add in the people that have obvious new conditions that they're dealing with or new challenges they're battling, such as the orthopedic patient, especially those that are in their 50s on up that have had a hip or a knee procedure. And they're on the way home and they have balance issues and they're suffering pain through the healing process and they become typically less active and less mobile which actually exacerbates the problem and actually leads to increased risk of fall. A lot of our patients are on the way home after their cardiac patients, their stroke patients, their cancer patients, orthopedic patients, typically 55 on up, battling one of these conditions and working their way through the healing process and trying to maintain their independence. Anybody that's dealing with neuropathy pain, people that have had nerve damage from arthritis, nerve damage from diabetes, that leads to balance impairments. All of those that I just mentioned are typically on a regimen of various medications. And medications lead to falls, accidents, injuries, accidental kitchen fires, a whole suite of, you know, disasters that occur at home that we can prevent with our electronic caregiver device.
Anthony, where can people find more information about the electronic caregiver?
Well, the best way is for them to go to our website, and they can get it at lifesupportmedical.com. Very easy to remember. Find out about the electronic caregiver at lifesupportmedical.com.
Very good. And in conclusion and customary on the show, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business like yourself or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace?
Well, you know, I think for entrepreneurs, you know, the first problem is always the issue of creating a good plan. It's not something you can do by the seat of your pants. They say, you know, you're either, you know, if you're failing to plan, you're planning to fail. So you've got to have a good plan, and to put a good plan together, the best way to do that is to surround yourself with some great mentors, not be afraid to ask for help, and get yourself a good base of experts that can advise you. And you can get that done. People that have been there and that are successful love to help other people get there. There's plenty of advice, and the great news about this good advice is there's plenty of people out there willing to give it for free. The second thing is, the number one cause of accidental death for a business is not enough capital. Know how to get your capital. Find good mentors that can show you. You know, the one thing about an entrepreneur is they always underestimate what it's going to cost. You know, the cost of their own labor, the cost of insurance, the cost of setting up an office, the cost of staffing, the cost of, you know, the cost of the ramp-up period, the legal expenses. There's so much that, you know, that slips through the cracks people don't think of. And when you add it all up, you know, it's just a huge sum. One of the key things people need to budget for is making mistakes. You know, not everything we do works right the first time. And it doesn't ever happen as quickly as we'd like it. So I think if they can get a good plan, be well capitalized, surround themselves with great mentors, they've got a good recipe for success.
Good information. He is Anthony Dorman, founder and CEO of Life Support Medical, a medical alert and emergency response company that markets and sells the electronic caregiver, a wireless plug-and-go safety system for the aging, ill, and disabled. And the website of reference is lifesupportmedical.com. Anthony, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you so much for having me.
You are welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.